said, and if you're going to have a statewide policy, shouldn't you have that statewide policy in the context of a larger solid waste disposal policy that is truly regional in its perspective? I'm doing my best here, members, to be an honest recorder of what got said. Yeah. So,
Senator Simidian, then I would say this is an example of why we should try to do more bigger bills that look at a topic area in which there's disagreement so that we can set statewide goals. One of the problems with the process that we're in right now with all of us in multiple committees and hundreds of bills is that we do pick off pieces. And in this case, it seems to me it could lead to consequences that we wouldn't want.
All right. Any other comments or questions? We have a motion on the floor. Do pass as amended. Senator Blakeslee. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Patley. Oh. Mike, forgive me.
It needs 5 votes to get out.
It needs 4. We are a 7-member committee, okay. And it needs 4.
All right. If a fourth vote is needed, I would only grant it as a courtesy vote. One, I missed all the wonderful testimony, and I'll read through it. I think the preemption language is my biggest concern during the middle of a lawsuit is also with local control. But we have a couple of weeks and no commitment on the floor to support it.
Fair enough.
And I'd assume all the amendments and other issues will be addressed, but big issue.
Yeah,
I tend to want to vote no, but I understand.
I've asked several bodies over my legislative career for ability to move a controversial item through, and then
I'm surprised to hear that any member of this committee has had anything other than a finished product ready for consideration by a committee. But
I'm usually not granted the work in progress, just so we're clear.
So, as I say, the author did agree to work with us on those 2 issues, and the expectation is that the bill would be addressed. All right, let's call a roll.
This one goes to appropriations. Senator Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Strickland?
Aye.
Strickland, aye. Blakeslee?
Aye.
Blakeslee, aye. Hancock?
No.
Hancock, no. Kehoe?
No.
Kehoe, no. Lowenthal?
No.
Lowenthal, no. Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. 4-3.
And if Ms. Ma has a staff here, I think you've got a clear indication from Senator Pavley that this is a courtesy to allow the author to continue to work through these issues. Starting point will be to work through these land use and conditions of approval issues to make sure that the language there really is clear. I think you saw from the initial reaction of Senator Kehoe, if I can hearken back to that moment, that reading the one paragraph and reading the other paragraph suggested that there might remain a little ambiguity about which one trumps the other and under what circumstances. Members, that completes our business for today, except for the items where we're going to lift the call to allow Senator Lowenthal to add on. Thank you all very much. I know it's been a long day. File item 1, AB 275. Please call the absent members after announcing the vote.
AB 275, Solario. The motion is due pass as amended. The current vote is 6-0 with the chair aye and the vice chair aye. Senator Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. 7-0.
7-0. That bill is out. Item number 2, AB 338 by Mr. Wagner.
The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The current vote is 3-3 with the chair aye, vice chair aye.
And the amendments were to reduce the 90-day delay to a 60-day delay. Were you here for that? And also to say that it does not apply to emergency regulations, leaving intact the other piece of the bill, which was notice to the legislature when the Office of Administrative Law determines that regulations are unlawful. 3-3.
Senator Lowenthal.
No.
Lowenthal, no. 3-4.
3-4. That measure fails. Item number 3, AB 408. Mr. Wachowski. Forgive me. Reconsideration is granted Mr. Wagner's measure. Thank you.
AB 408, Wachowski. The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The current vote is 6-0. Senator Lowenthal.
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. 7-0.
That bill is out. Item number four was held over at the request of the author. It becomes a two-year bill. Item number five by Ms. Huber with amendments, please.
Current vote, 6-0. Senator Loendahl?
Aye.
Loendahl, aye. 7-0.
7-0. That bill is out. Item number six by Mr. Blumenfeld. Senator Loendahl, were you here when I described that what happened? This was fairly significant. The bill had two parts, one dealing with CalCAP, which was for the most part fine in the chair's judgment, the other dealing with the creation of a new loan loss program. Right. In the chair's judgment, that needed additional work. Mr. Blumenfeld very graciously agreed to pare his bill back to just the CalCAP program, also to limit the higher threshold to half of the available funds so that smaller enterprises would not be squeezed out by larger loans. And he will continue to work on the second part of the bill, which has now been stripped, work closely with the committee. Hope and expectation is that he'll get that repackaged, all put together, put it back into the bill if he gets to that place, and that we would take a look at it again and see if we couldn't move the measure forward this year if possible. And with that understanding, the vote was
5-1 with the chair aye and the vice chair no. Senator Loendahl?
Aye.
Loendahl, aye. 6-1.
6-1. That bill is out. Mr. Nastande held his matter over. That was item 7. Item 8, Mr. Gatto.
The motion is due pass as amended. Current vote, 6-0. Senator Loendahl?
Aye.
Loendahl, aye. 7-0.
7-0. That bill is out. Item number 9 was the consent calendar, and you have voted on that. And then I believe, Senator Loendahl, you have voted on all other items?
I think I am on all
them.
Item number 11, too. Did he vote on number 11?
Which is?
I'm sorry.
I think that's where he came in, on 10.
I believe item number 11.
Okay. Okay.
Which one is 11?
This is Mr. Husband's oil spill prevention bill?
Yes, Loendahl did vote.
I voted on that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Any other items? If not, then without objection, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.